This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to make sure this is clear. All I said was...
stand on it!
Well, yeah, I am. Diminish. For now. Like, give him a look. Give him a breather. It's kind of like in baseball where you're like, yeah, we're giving him a day off. Take or just watch the game for a second. This is all starting to roll downhill in the wrong direction. And yes, Buddy Hield might come out and hit five threes tonight. I'm fully aware of that. But let's not act like I'm reacting to just last night. The fan base has been frustrated with Buddy Hield for many moons.
Yep.
This is multiple weeks that went back to 2024. Quite
I think
frankly.
A bigger point that you've made, and I'm not trying to like rate your points against your other points, but the body language and some of the nonverbals
yes.
we're seeing on the court from the likes of Steph and Draymond. Jimmy's new. I don't think that he's even reacting like that. But as a fan, I look at Buddy Hield and I look at, you know, three good games in a row and then two bad games in a row after that. And I also think about what Steve Kerr has said when he talked about Klay Thompson, and Buddy is not Klay, he'll never be Klay, but when you have a shooter, and that's what Buddy is, and he'll never be as good as Steph or Klay, but when you have a shooter, the only thing you can do with a shooter is let them shoot their way through it and shoot their way out of it. Buddy is 3 of 14 from 3 the last two games, but before that, he was 12 of 26, which is better, not elite, but better than he has been the last two games. And well, last night was a little bit more than just missing shots.
Sure, that's what
no
I'm getting
turnovers.
At.
He didn't have any turnovers, yeah, but if he's not making shots, what good are you?
If you're not making shots, the other stuff starts getting more eyeballs, and the other stuff, let's be real, is not Buddy's strength.
Like, well, none of it is. That's what I'm saying.
Buddy
like
healed.
Defense, passing, positional
just
defense.
Floor presence.
Decision, basketball IQ.
Yes, decision
whatever.
Making. All of it.
Like, Buddy is really good at making shots. And if you're not doing that,
right.
then what are we doing, right?
What are we doing?
Right.
So, anyway.
So, I get that.
They're caught in a little bit of a spot because yeah. they don't have a lot of great options at two guard. And Jonathan Kuminga is hurt. And then here's Buddy Hield doing this. And on certain nights, it feels like he's killing you. Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibbs.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys for taking my call. First of all, that was a very good game last night. Very entertaining. The Warriors fought hard. They came back. So basically what you guys are saying is that the Warriors beat themselves last night.
To a degree, they were... Kyrie beat them. The refs didn't help. But, yeah, they didn't help themselves.
Where's my stripes?
Okay, now my question to you is, I agree with you on Buddy Hield. Those mistakes, you got to clean that up. When it's crunch time down, going and trying to make the playoffs, they have to be cleaned up. So my question to you guys is, isn't that the Warriors' cultural, those turnovers and these stupid plays, turnovers, is that that's a reflection on the coach or... Because they've been having these problems long before Buddy Hield got here. And now the margin of error is really on the spotlight, that you just can't make those mistakes. So what do you guys think about that? Is it, is, because Kerr has to take some blame for this too. You can't just, you know, give him a free ride on this too. Is that just the Warriors culture, or what is it? Because that's been a problem for a long time. They've been able to shoot their way out of it. Now they can't. So what do you guys think about that?
Thanks, Joe, it's a fair question. I'm not big on the word culture in that conversation. That's just me. Like, I don't think turnovers are part of your culture. I would refer to it as tendencies. I think the Warriors through the years have often had a tendency to do that. And you're right. They had the talent in previous years to overcome that, but I also think it's part of the way that a Steph Curry offense runs. It's just, that's part of it. And Steph Curry is still running the offense, and he's not as good anymore. So you're right. There are going to be nights where that bites you maybe more so than in the past, because you can't just overcome it with overwhelming talent. So does that mean it's on Steve Kerr? I guess, of course, he has to shoulder some of the blame. I also think, though, like, you only really come down a coach's road for something like that if you're like, oh, here's this other thing that you could do that would make all of that go away. Steve Kerr's been on our show for 2 years screaming about turnovers. It's not like you're not telling him, but Steph Curry, straw stirs drink, this is his way. I don't mean he's trying to turn the ball over, but the style of a 6'2", 190-pound superstar is going to lead to ball movement and extra passes and different things that, yes, open you up to more turnovers.
Agreed. I think that last night, for me, if you want to look at Steve Kerr, and you and I have had this debate about whether or not, you know, a coach can go in the locker room and say, you know, we're going to give him hell. We're going to hit him now. We're going to hit him high. We're going to hit him low. Whatever the motivational rah-rah crap is that a coach can do, I look at this team this year, and they've come out in many first quarters, and they've been a little bit flat.
Sure.
They've been somnambulant, which is another word for sleepy. And last night, I'm looking at the game log right now, and I'm trying to find when they had the lead, other than when they were up 6-4. They led 6-4, and beyond that, they trailed in the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter, and, you know, Teddy KGB from Rounders, they kept hanging around and hanging around. You're better than Dallas when they're depleted. Even though you're on the road, you're rested, you're better, and you never took that game by the scruff of its neck. And then you got to the fourth quarter, and now you're down 10 or you're down 12, and now you're ready to try and rally. That, for me, becomes more of the part of the culture that I'd like to address, where these are games where you should jump on a team, get up early, jump on them, you're better, show that first quarter urgency, and you didn't.
Yeah, no, that's all fair. You and I have had this debate before, and I don't necessarily know if there's a way to get to a right or a wrong answer. In professional sports,
yep.
I don't really look to the coach for rah-rah motivation. That's just me. I've never been a professional athlete, so I don't know. But when you're in youth sports, high school sports, even college sports, I do think it's different than professional sports, okay? Steph Curry is about to be a 37-year-old man with multiple kids and multiple rings. I don't think that
Four of each, by the way.
Right. I don't think he needs to be told, like, oh, my God, I was kind of not really feeling it. But then Steve Kerr, who's been talking to me for over a decade, he came in here and he went, okay. And he threw craft services on the floor. And he said, here's what we're doing tonight. And it was only then that I decided to be motivated for this game. I just don't see it that way.
Like, I agree with you.
In professional sports, it is on the player.
Right.
So that's all. That's how I feel.
The player, or the players, they led 6-4. And the next time they led, they came from 10 down with 6 minutes left, and they fought all the way back to take a lead, 102-101, on a Steph Curry 3 with 3:30 left. Last time they had the lead. So if you wouldn't have had to fight back from 10 down, maybe you would have had more energy, maybe you would have had more of a wherewithal to close that out, not have the refs job you, not have Kyrie take you over, and whatever else happened. That, to me, becomes a bigger issue. And it's not about Steve, you know, we're going to hit him high, we're going to hit him low, and rah, 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 sis, boom, bah. It's about the veterans on the team showing up in the first quarter and making an effort to have the lead, because we know the Warriors are very good at front running and they're not good at coming from behind. They're kind of like the Niners, like
although yesterday, that was like, it's one of the reasons I walked out of yesterday like super frustrated. But then an hour later, I'm like, okay, look, they're still a better basketball team than they were 2 weeks ago. And that rally, that little 10-0 run or whatever it was, there in the fourth quarter, we've seen very little of that this year. But last night we did. And so I was like, that was good. You got yourself to the final minute. You gave yourself a puncher shot. It didn't go your way. Not a moral victory, but you're right. They're not great at coming from behind, but they were last night. They came from behind.
To take a one-point lead.
Yeah.
And that's my point. It was a 13-2 run, and then from that point where you got the lead, Dallas closed you out on a 10-5 run, and you lost the game. And I guess that, for me, Mark, is where I sit, because the Warriors have played more clutch games than any team in the association. Last night should not have been a clutch game. You were better than Dallas. They were depleted, and yeah, Kyrie, give Kyrie 45, give him 50, whatever, and Klay had a game.
He was all right.
Yeah, he was fine. He had 17 on like 15 shots, whatever, but those are the games that frustrate me, because you should be better than that. And this kind of leads me to my bigger point about the Warriors and Steph Curry, is that Steph is not good enough anymore to carry you night in and night out. And last night, Steph Curry, he needed 23 shots to get 25 points. That's not very efficient.
No.
Steph Curry was not great. He needed 23 shots to get to that point. And, you know, Jimmy Butler, 21 points on 17 shots. And the rest of the team didn't contribute a ton. And you lost a game that you shouldn't have lost.
888-957-9570, the number. Again, the knockout keyword and Warriors Live are all going to be tucked in together here in about 45 minutes. Glad you're with us. Steve Kerr said something on the podium last night that I think we just have to address it. We will here in a minute, but let's keep talking to you. Dave in the city is here with Willard and Dibs. Hey, Dave, what are you doing?
What's up, fellas? Kaboom.
Kaboom.
I just want to say, once we get Kuminga back, I think we could slide Moody into that two-guard position and just leave him there. I think Buddy is way better off the bench. If you look at his numbers, he's way better off the bench, actually. I think though that they need to give Pat Spencer a little bit more time instead of Pods, because Pods was missing layups left and right yesterday, and maybe call up Kevin Knox out of the G League to give us another shooter on the bench.
The Pat Spencer, Dave, thanks very much. The Pat Spencer thing, I heard it came up on the morning show too. And it's easy to like chuckle at it, but I do have some sort of odd curiosity about Pat Spencer. I certainly don't think he's going to put a cape on and come in and save the Warriors. I don't think that. But every time you watch Pat Spencer play, you do walk away with, oh, that's actually an NBA player, because he does not come in that package. You're like, what? Who brought this guy? And then he plays, and you're like, oh. All right, you're not afraid, and you athletically, you're fine. You're fine. You can do some things. I don't know. I mean, look, he's a bench player right now. He's a garbage time player. But if Buddy Hield continues to do stuff like he did last night, I wouldn't shy away from giving him a few more minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the answer. I understand
that. No, he's not. And, you know, the more I think about it, it just kind of hit me, and you'll love this comp on who he is. It's a cross sports comp.
Okay.
He's Mike Yastrzemski. Pat Spencer is 28 years old in his second year in the association.
That's a good call.
And you know that Pat Spencer's history is as a lacrosse player.
Correct.
He was like a four-time All-American or like three-time player of the year.
He's a great athlete.
Amazing athlete. Yeah. And the guy who kind of came to basketball a little bit later. And the fact that he's almost 29, his birthday is July 4th, so by the time you get to next year, he will be 29. And yet, he's played in only 28 games in his career. Oh. So it's easy to look at Pat and go, yeah, flavor of the month, but if you look at how many games he's played meaningful minutes, it's not a lot.
It's almost none. Right. Yeah, no, to me, that's like, that's a Band-Aid. And it's probably a generic brand. But yeah. So I'm not like, again, that's not the answer. But if you keep, if guys are getting frustrated with Buddy Hield, I wouldn't hesitate on a given night to be like, dude, Pat, get in there. Listen, I there were moments in my high school career. You know how when you're in your high school, when you're in the, when you're in the earlier year of your 2 year run, like on Frost Off and you're a freshman and on varsity, you're a junior.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
And so there are guys ahead of you and they're going to get most of the playing time. I've had years where I was Pat Spencer. And here's what I mean by that. Not that I was an amazing athlete like Pat Spencer. What I mean is I was the guy on the bench who the coach would say, go get into the game when I'm ticked off at the starter. Like, if you're going to be out, if you're going to start throwing the ball all over the place and you're going to miss your defensive assignments, you're going to do it two or three possessions in a row, the coach is going to stomp the ground with his foot and he's going to turn. I still remember when he would do this sometimes. And he'd look up and down the bench. Do I have options? Do I have options? Damn it, I don't have options, but I'm so mad. Willard, get in there! Get in there! And you go in there and you run around for 3 minutes with your hair on fire because you're like, I'm in the game! And then he'd be like, okay, that's enough, get out of the game.
Right.
And that's what we would do. You could do that with Pat. You could do that with Pat.
You're allowed to.
And you're not going to lose the game because of it.
Pat Spencer, in his career, or actually in this year, he is 2 of 14 from 3. Actually, that's his career. I'm sorry. He was 2 of 12 this year, 2 of 14 for his career. So if you're looking for him to go in there and replace Buddy and stretch the defense, you're looking for Pat Spencer to go in there and commit 2 or 3 fouls and mess it up.
No, I'm actually looking for him to not mess it up. That's kind of the point. You're looking for somebody to go in there and just go in there and make the right decision for a few minutes. Just, like, that's what Guy Santos does really well. Just go in there.
Well, Guy can rebound.
I know, but he makes winning plays. And I do think Pat is, again, we've seen very little.
Right.
But when you watch him, you're like, he does good things. I'm not saying he's a knockdown shooter, but go in there and, like, don't throw the ball away. How about that? Can we do that?
Fine.
Go in there and don't
mess
up.
I'll remind you that Buddy Hield had no turnovers yesterday.
I understand
that. As we're looking at Buddy, about Buddy.
That's a stat, though. He also, he leads the team in stink eye. He leads the team in stink eye from his teammates.
Agreed, but if we're going to get in, you know, for the remainder of our hour and 10 minutes today, if we're going to do Pat and Guy and, I mean, Quentin and, I mean, what are we doing? If we're going to really get to this point,
this is where we are.
It's not where we are.
It is.
Not where we are.
Quentin Post is starting some of these games.
Right, and Quentin Post last night didn't play.
Right.
He barely played. And, you know, if you want to talk about TJD, fine. He's a guy who has at least a little bit of a track record, and we're not going to sit here and talk about Jackson Rowe to the rescue. I mean, if that's what we're doing, then let's start talking about the mock draft and the lottery.
Because
that's not the answer.
No, and I think I said that right off the top. My point is in a moment, you know, like Buddy Hield needs, I don't want to say to be checked. He has a great attitude. But if the rest of the team is starting to stink eye him because they don't understand the moves and the plays that he keeps making, then yes, at least in a moment, you have to be able to stick somebody else on the court. He's getting too many minutes right now.
Buddy Hield needs to be featured. Get Buddy some good looks. Get him some clean looks. Right. Let Buddy eat. If we're going to go to Jackson and Pat and Guy and like some of the various other two-way guys.
I asked for authenticity.
Nonsense.
I asked for authenticity. I can always tell.
And I'm giving it to you.
No, you're not.
Let Buddy eat.
You do not believe
that. Let Buddy cook.
Let's let Telmo eat. Telmo, in the
I'm
city.
I'm going
to
eat it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come on, Telmo. What are you doing?
Fellas, listen. How many years has it been now that Juan Toscano-Anderson or this guy or that guy has a good two games and all of a sudden it's let him get more run, let him cook, and we keep doing this. Like, we're going to do this to the ends of the earth with just infinity times. Like, to Dibley's point, he's running a little material right now with the buddy thing, but come on, we can't do that. It needs to be consistent. You can't just put Pat Spencer in there to teach somebody a lesson. This is a $10 billion franchise, not a high school JV team. Well, because a little Timmy showed up for practice late.
Well, hold on, Telmo. I'm not going to let you do that to people who have jerseys. They've earned these things, and I'm not talking about teaching a lesson, but if you're gonna say, look, this is a billion-dollar industry, we don't have play time in the sandbox, well, then what is it that you call it when Buddy Hield is out there making unthinkably bad decisions? Like, to me, that's the same point. We don't have time for this. Mike Dunleavy just said today on this station that felt like two losses. We don't have time for 1-9, and I don't know where to pass the ball in a big moment. And Pat Spencer's not doing that. And Quentin Post is not doing that. Buddy Hield is doing that.
You don't have time, but you have time to, let's throw Pat Spencer in there for 4 minutes and see what happens.
Yes.
We have time for that.
Yes, we do.
Come on.
Because
if we did, Steve Kerr would do that.
No.
If we did, Steve Kerr would have already done that.
No, here's he wouldn't have. No, he wouldn't have.
And you're talking about Buddy Hield. We know Buddy Hield hasn't had good run, but he got up good shots yesterday. Watching the beginning of the game, there were shots that literally rolled around the rim twice and came out. They weren't necessarily bad shots. It's just a game of makes and misses. Steph Curry had a volume night. Wasn't great. They deferred to Jimmy Butler at the end. He's taking a two-point shot with 10 seconds left on the clock. That doesn't make any sense. If he scores that right there and they tie the game, you still give Dallas 10 seconds back.
Right.
So the point of this thing is, like, you could, there's a number of decisions that by most of the team yesterday that led to that loss, and it wasn't on Buddy Hield. And if we're going to talk about stink eye, look at how much stink eye Kuminga gets on oftentimes when he's on the court and making terrible decisions.
I don't think Kuminga gets any stink eye. And I want to reiterate my point because you're making a bunch of points that are fair, but they're not reiterating or they're not going against what I said. I'm not making this all about last night. There's no way if you're a Warrior fan you could sit here or look me in the eye or have a conversation when you're on the radio and tell me right now that you're loving watching Buddy Hield play for the last 2 months. You can't do it. You flat out can't do it.
Well, you're not loving a lot of it.
That's fine.
You know, you watched Pods last night. He missed two layups.
But Pods
isn't very good. So right, but if you take Buddy's minutes away, you're giving him to Pods.
Dibs, Pods has been really good since he got back from the injury.
He's been better.
Really good.
He's been good. And you're looking at Buddy's small sample.
That's my point.
The last two games, he was really good.
Dibs, I'm looking at the large sample. You cannot make a case to me that in 2025, and quite frankly, since before the holidays, that Buddy Hield's been playing good basketball. It's shocking to me that there's some of you out there that want to defend this. Like, I don't care that he shot the ball 9 times. I'm not mad at him for missing shots that just barely went in and out last night. This is a larger issue right now, and it is clearly one.
Well, the larger issue for me is that
he's not playing well for a long period of time.
And you've got a lot of guys who aren't playing well.
Like who?
Like Brandon. Look at Brandon Podziemski inside of 5 feet. The guy, he misses at least two layups every single game.
Brandon Podziemski, since he came back from injury, has absolutely looked like the guy who made the all-rookie team last year. Like, no question.
He's been fine.
Yes.
He's
so that's what we're talking about. And that's got
Buddy's been hot and cold. And the last couple of games,
Buddy's
cold,
been hot,
but before
cold,
that,
cold,
he's been hot.
And cold and then hot and then cold and cold and cold.
Yeah, I think you're looking at a small sample.
And again, you're the one who pointed this out. I'm not focusing even on the shot. I'm looking at body language, and his teammates look annoyed. And I don't see that with anyone else. That point that Telmo made right there at the end.
About Kuminga?
He doesn't get stink eye from Steph.
Well, he was a couple months ago, for sure.
When?
All the time.
Jonathan Kuminga?
He was getting some stink eye, absolutely. Maybe not to where Buddy got last night.
I don't see that.
You know, I think it's easy to look at last night and look at a 1-for-9 performance, but I would not blame last night on Buddy Hield. They didn't lose because of Buddy Hield.
They didn't. How many times do I have to say this?
I'm not saying you did.
I'm not talking about last night.
I'm not looking at last night and saying that Buddy Hield lost him the game.
Nor am I. I am on this day, February 13th, based on last night and many, 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 many nights in a row before it, saying that way more often than not, Buddy Hield is not performing the way he needs to, and now appears to be getting to a point where he is bothering his teammates. That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't care that he went 1-for-9 last night. Guys have bad shooting nights.
Pods 0-for-2.
Yeah, over.
Yeah, and 3 for his last 15 from three.
Yeah, over two.
Yeah.
Although he does all kinds of other stuff on the court that are really, really heady plays.
6 for his last 25 from three.
Right.
That's bad.
Yeah, it is.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.